Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days, I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. So my life, you found it so. So my life, you found it so. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest hour, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I'm moving away from the end. I have been in the goodness of God. Yes, for all my life you have been there. Oh, yes, you have.
Following him. No matter what we're doing,
His goodness is following us. Psalms 23:6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Point I want to make is his goodness is there, following you. Can't get away. You can try, but you ain't going to get away. His mercy is following you. Doesn't matter. You're not getting away. Hey, welcome to the Word of Noon. I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, for all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. Pardon me about my voice here. But anyway, God, hallelujah. Yeah, but I tell you, you know what, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just take authority right now. We bind up everything that's trying to hinder this broadcast and anything that's trying to hinder it. I thank God for your faithfulness. I thank God for those that are that stayed on the line and yet remain faithful. Hallelujah. I thank you for it. I thank you because your word says in 2 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. For this is your will concerning us in Christ Jesus. So Heavenly Father, I thank you. I appreciate you. I want you to know I adore you. I love you. I love you with the love that you put in us. Thank you for it. And we glorify you for it. I thank you, Father God, for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn who we are and whose we are. It's in your word, Father God, that enable us to be everything that you're calling for in these last and awesome days. And I praise you for it, Father God. I praise you that it's in your word, Father God. We know that there's a hiding place. There's a place, a refuge. There is a shelter there that we can go. It's only because your word says it, Father God. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we can walk by the Spirit. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that your word declared in Matthew 5:14 that we are the light of the world. We are like a light that sits on the hill. We can't be hidden. Father God, teach us to let our light shine and men may see the good works and glorify you, which is in heaven. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, even now, even as I speak, Father God, that people being reconciled through the ministry of reconciliation. I thank you for it. I thank you for your righteousness that you chose to share with us. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for your healing. Hallelujah. Not only have you healed us spiritually and physically and mentally and some of us financially that needed healing, I thank you for it because you made us to be a chosen race. You made us to be a royal priesthood. You made us, Father God, to be a holy nation. I thank you. I thank you that we can proclaim holiness and without no man to see the Lord. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, also that the devil is our enemy. Hallelujah. I thank you for it because we're justified, complete, forgiven, and made righteous. Thank you for it. Thank you for this message, Father God, that somebody's going to hear it, somebody's going to rejoice in it, and then somebody's going to go tell it and illuminate your word before our eyes. And we ask these in all blessings in Christ's name. And for his sake, we pray. And everybody agreed, said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay, brothers, sisters, I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you, Father, for the manifestation of your healing Thank you, Father God, for your manifestation of your word is being made alive in people. Hallelujah. But listen, brothers and sisters, this is Thankful Thursday. Anything you'd like to share with us, press one. And speak on it. Whatever it is, just press one and speak on it. The Spirit is telling me right now, there's somebody, the Lord done told you it's okay to speak. To speak. Speak for him. Let people know. Because sometimes it ain't always about, you know, sometimes your testimony alone, somebody may hear this. Sometimes people need to hear realness. They need to know other folks have been there, done that. How they got up off their back. All of that's good. All of it is good. Very good. So press one. Hallelujah. Press one and we'll let you in. It's Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday. Anybody have anything you want to be thankful for? Press one, and we'll let you in. Pastor Bill.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for that prayer, Pastor. And I just thank God for all things, thanking him for the word at noon, thanking him for another Thankful Thursday. And the scripture I was sharing, or I like to share, it's coming from Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. It says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And then from the New Living Translation, it reads, and now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thanksgiving. Thankfulness, I'm sorry. Amen. And so Pastor, you've been teaching on faith, and this is Thankful Thursday, and I just want to be thankful for this word. Let us know that we have to be rooted and build up in him and established in the faith. And I believe it was Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2, where it tells us that Jesus is the author of our faith. As a matter of fact, let me read that because I don't want to be misquoting anything. And then I'll turn it back into the hands of our pastor. So Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2, reading from the King James verse, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud, a witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
There it is.
Joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. and reading it from the New Living Translation. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Amen, amen. Look what all Jesus did for us. And so I listened to Pastor's prayer where he was, the one scripture that caught my attention was Peter, when he quoted that we are a new, that we are new, you know, generation. We have been, let me go to that scripture, because I just love it. It says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen, amen. Praise God, and so that's what you know. That's what we have to be, not like the way of the world or walking in our flesh. We come away from that. So now it tells us that we are a chosen generation, and then they say royal. And why is that? Because we are new in Christ. Amen. Back to you, Pastor. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. And for those that may be taking note, that's 1 Peter 2 and 9. I think it's 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. For those that are taking notes, keeping notes, what have you. But thank you, Pastor, so much. Anyone else? It's Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday. Anything you thankful for. Anybody you thankful for, any situation you thankful for. Just want to give him thanks. Hallelujah. Want to let the world know you ain't ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
It's us. Don't take but a second just to say thank you. Show your gratitude. That's what we should name Thursday. Show your gratitude day. Gotta show the world. Well, I don't have to. Yeah. So you have to let the heathens know, the Bible says. The heathens need to hear you.
That's right. That's right.
Make it known unto the heathen. I've got some paper for you now. It's up in there.
That's
right. Them heathens need to know how you testifying and what God done did for you. That'll win them over. That'll win them over.
Praise God.
That's how I'm always
God.
Moved by Evangelist Renee. Doesn't matter what situation she in, who's around, what the people going to say. And that's a good thing, too. You can't care about what folks say. I'm be honest with you. You can't let folks get in your way of your testimony. Well, they're going to think this, and I wouldn't give a good happy, help me, Holy Ghost. I wouldn't give a good what they think. I know what my Jesus even did for me. And you think I'm no sir? I can't hold that. Not now, not ever.
Amen.
I know where he brought me from, and I know where he brought me to. I'm praising right. him for what he brought me to, not from, and not praise through. Him. I'm talking about where he brought me to this hour, to this very hour. I got to thank him. I'm thanking him for this hour, because I know where I am now. I know I'm a member of the body of Christ, because 1 Corinthians 12:27, so I'm affirming the word of God in my spirit that I am what the word of God say I am. Ephesians 5:30 declare that. So, yes, I thank him for what he brought me to, not through, because I already thank him for that.
Amen, amen. Praise God. I'm also thankful for the healings that have been taking place. Evangelist Marilyn's mother and Evangelist Renee, I'm just thankful for the healing. They had told us that at different times this week. And I'm sure when Evangelist Renee, if we're still on, if she's done, because they have the nurses coming out to her home now, praise God, but she's out of that hospital side about her blood pressure dropping very low, and she was in ICU a couple of days behind that, but God healed her and brought her out of that, and he still healed.
And they never ought to know, that's not going to stop nobody. They ain't stopping nothing here. You ain't stopping nothing here. Renee played that song yesterday. You ain't stopping our shine.
Amen.
Satan, you ain't stopping our shine.
That's right.
We're going to stay connected to the Lord. We're going to stay connected to the word of God.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, she said, won't he do it? Then no, he'll do it.
Yeah.
Won't he, will he, won't he? Yes, sir. No matter what, listen, brother and sister, the devil don't want you to testify. I'll tell you that right now. Especially if it's for the glory of God. The last thing you need to do is be out here testifying.
Yeah. You got the praise.
It always took me when Evangelist Renee, because it's like the enemy goes, oh, God, there she goes. Y'all let her get healed. Y'all done let her get delivered. Y'all done let her get her mind right. She's telling people about the word of God.
Yeah,
see, I'm telling you, man, when you start testifying for the glory of God, you become one of the most dangerous individuals on the face of the earth as far as Satan concerned. You worse than an atomic bomb. You see, you finna make Satan lose some of his folks.
No way. Yeah. Praise God.
Because they're going to go, well, if he did this for Renee, you know, some folks, they think they better than you anyway. Well, if he did it for her, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that, the Lord ought to do it for me. Not that they're going to be blessed with that, but I'm just saying they're going to leave Satan to go try it. And that's what's going to blow his mind. Satan don't want you to, now he don't want to lose no one. He ain't trying to lose no soldiers. Trust me.
No, I
can't win when you're losing your soldiers, when they defecting. Good testimony like Evangelist Renee. Man, I'm telling you, man, they start defecting. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes. But listen, brothers and sisters, we're going to... Because somebody may be wondering. Well, remember, that's what the foundational scripture is in 2 Corinthians 5:6-9. That says, that so we are always confident. You got to be confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. But what we walk by faith. One scripture says, we walk by our faith. You got to walk by your own faith. Not by the Spirit. That's how we walk. We walk by faith.
Amen.
We are covenant, the Bible says. Yes, we'll please rather than to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it ours. That's what I'm going to say. We just make it ours. When you're determined that absent or not, you with the Lord. Let me tell you what he said. Let me go ahead and find this scripture. In 2 Corinthians 5. Because, see, I get caught up sometimes. I'll be honest with y'all. Don't bother me to tell you. I get caught up. Second Corinthians 5:6 says this. And I'll read to the 9th verse. It says, therefore, we are always, not sometimes, always confident, knowing that rather we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. But we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore, we labor that rather present or absent, we must accept of him giving to us the ministry of jumping pages. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he have done, whether it is good or bad. And just for a moment, let me tell you, brothers and sisters. He said, therefore, okay, go back and see what it's for. God have given us the earnest of the Spirit, the Bible says, the first fruits of the Spirit as guarantee that we will be and we are part of the resurrection. And we can put, and I'm going to tell you right now, you can put morality to death. You can put that flesh to death because Christ raised us from the dead. Our dead spirit has been risen. So while we live in this body, we are in our temporary home. I need to say that right there. Temporary. It's just temporary.
Yeah.
That body you're in is temporary.
Amen.
But our confidence is in the Word of God, man. That's where our confidence at.
Amen.
If you try to kick me off again, you just take over. I know you will. But if you try to, I'm going to tell somebody something right now. Confidence. God wants you to have that confidence, man. That confidence in his Word. He wants you to be certain. He wants you to be certain. Be as certain as the nose is on your face. And showing that assurance, that self-reliance. Being trustworthy, trustful, that God is able to do above what you can think or ask, to have that confidence, as in assurance, having or showing great faith in oneself or one ability. You're what the Word say you are. You will never be confident unless you make that decision that the Word of God is first in your life. If you want to pursue a career, you need to have confidence. If you want to pursue a relationship, you got to have confidence.
Whatever
you're pursuing, you need to have confidence in that. That's what the Word of God is saying. We got to have confidence. We got to have that assurance. We have that security. That self thing, man. You're composed, you know. Self-confidence, that's the word I'm thinking of. Self-confidence. You are the Word of God say you are. That's how you get self-confidence. It goes beyond just being hopeful. This is your faith, man. This is your title deed. You have that self-assurance. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And if you don't get it right now, now's the time to do it. Get that unshakable faith. Get that unshakable faith. You don't care what other folks are doing. Have nothing to do with you.
Amen.
It may require you to be a little powerful that God called you, like Pastor was talking earlier. He got to call you a royal priesthood. You have a chosen generation. You ain't no ordinary person. You ain't no anybody. Where you get that from? You are a new creature.
Yeah,
thank
you, Lord.
Then we'll act like it. Have that self-reliance. Have that self-contentment. Say, hey, I'm what the Word of God say I am. I'm above. I'm going to rise above the lies Satan told me. I told y'all yesterday, my past, it brought me to this point where I am right now. My past does not define me. It just merely tests me. That's all my past did.
Amen.
It just tests me. It doesn't define me. The Word of God defines who I am.
Yes, hallelujah.
And
hallelujah.
I have that confidence. I have that confidence in the Word of God. If God called me holy, hallelujah, I'm calling myself holy.
Yes.
If God said I'm part of a royal priesthood, I'm part of that race, I go, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
If he tell me I'm part of a holy nation, Lord, you ain't going to get no fight off of me. I'm part of a holy nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
if you tell me I'm part of a citizen and I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, thank you, Lord. Because, see, I'm not going by what I see. No way. I'm going by what the Word of God say.
Hallelujah.
You want to be a big turnoff to God? Start trying to live with what you see. What you feel. Let that go. Start living with what the Word of God says. Bless God.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
If God says you are the first fruit of the Spirit, you got some good stuff, boy. You got the first fruit. It's a guarantee. We're part of that first resurrection, man. So while we live in the body, we are in our temporary home. This is just temporary. Don't make me go get some paper now, because I would go in a heartbeat. Remember when Paul said over there in Philippians, talking about he was between the two? I'm here, but if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet, I shall choose. I'm not. And that's where he was at. He was at a place where he was between the two, having a desire to depart and go and be with Christ, which is far better than staying here. I know that. I know that thought. I know that feeling. I know that understanding that you want to, man, Lord, let me take me up out of here. Let me go now. But you know what? Paul said, hey, I'm better off to stay here for y'all's sake so I can preach this gospel to you. That's why he said to die and to be absent from the body means we go to heaven and be with the Lord. He says this, and I got some paper for you on that, but I'm going to tell you this. The matter is to separate from something, you died from it. That's what death is, to separate. That's all death is. Death is to separate. So at the bottom, at the end of the day, you got separated. So God can raise us. We've been resurrected. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things above where Christ sits. That's if you've been risen now. See, that's your portion. You got to know. That's your portion. That's what God has for you. See? And what I was gonna tell you about in Philippians. Because in Philippians 1:21-22, it says this. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I will not. For I am district between the two, he said, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. See, to live, I know they preach this at funerals, I get that. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, to live is Christ. To die is gain. You're going to get your reward later. That's what's going to happen. You're going to get your reward later. But while you're living, it's all about Christ. Yeah, that's what's going on. The Bible calls us his royal priesthood. God tells us we're beautiful. God says that you're wonderfully made. That's what God said about you. So why not just agree with it? So let me go ahead and agree with it. Anybody ever told you was cute? And tell you that several times. When you stop by the mirror, you go, oh, okay. I ain't bad as I thought I was. I hadn't really looked in the mirror, but since he said and she said I was cute, I see what they're talking about, man.
Right.
See, that's what you do with the word of God. When God said you're partaker of his divine nature, you ain't looking in the flesh, you're looking in the spirit. Ooh, thank you, Lord. That I have a light. I got a light, man. I'm letting that thing shine. That's beauty. Then we read yesterday, he gave us beauty for the ashes. Yeah, who would take that? That's an awesome exchange right there.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm going to give you this old, no running, beat up car for a brand new one that still got the smell to it. Oh, yeah, that's a good exchange right now. This beauty represents God's beauty, God's righteousness, God's stuff. But anyway, thankful Thursday. Anybody else have anything else they want to share before we dismiss? Anything, press one. All righty then. Did you have, wait a minute, that's Renee. Hallelujah. Evangelist Sharon, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Is that Evangelist Sharon?
No.
Okay. Whoever got 5656.
That's me. Thank you, Pastor Beasley, and thank you, Pastor Bell, for letting me be a student of yours. You guys are teaching well, and I'm thankful for being delivered from criminal behavior, drugs, prostitution, anything that was on the other side of righteousness, I probably experienced. So I'm thankful to be delivered. And I want to encourage everybody to know that this is God's word. And so only females can reproduce, but God made it so male and female can get reproduced by him, in him. So I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for being spiritual. Yes.
Awesome.
And I thank you guys. I love you guys. And I thank you for being my sisters and brothers in Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
And on behalf of all of us, well, I let them speak for themselves. But we love you. We love you, Evangelist Sharon. Hallelujah.
Yes, we do. Amen.
Okay. This Evangelist Renee here. Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Bless me to see another day that wasn't promised. It's because of his grace and his mercy. Where will we be without his grace and his mercy?
That's what I was.
I thank him for his grace and his mercy. I thank him for all his many, many blessings. Thank him for the word at noon and all the sisters and brothers that teach and testify to let us know God is real. He is a healer, and I am a witness. He has healed me so many times. My foot, that foot was bad. When I was in the hospital, I mean, he's just awesome. I don't understand how people can't be thankful. He's so good. He can put breath in our body. He's just awesome. He's such an awesome God. Oh, he's such an awesome God. I just had to say thank you, Lord. Thank you. For all your many blessings. From the biggest to the smallest. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Go ahead, Pastor. Praise God.
It's just so good to hear from my sisters. Praise God. I love to hear them give their testimony. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor, you keep on bringing that word to Pastor, because you get us stirred up. We got to say something. Can't be silent all the time. God, I'm just thankful that we can come together and be in the Word of God and grow together, because we're all growing all the time. And
Hallelujah.
So we just thank God for the growth in each and every one of us. And amen. And thankful for the pastor being diligent. I mean, he don't give up. He don't care what may come.
That's right.
He gonna teach that word. And it's up to us to ask the Lord to open it up to us so it'd be plain to us. And when God does that, you're growing. And I see both of these young ladies as they have grown so much.
Hallelujah.
Our word at noon, they grow. Yes. They reach out for more. They like that. They like the roots on the trees, how the roots grow down deep in the ground.
Amen.
That's how y'all reaching for more. Like, what else you got, Pastor? What else you got? We want it. So we thank God. Yeah. Thank God for you. Thank God for you,
Amen.
Pastor.
Thank God for you, Pastor,
thank
too. Amen.
Yeah.
And God.
Thank you. I'm thankful. I'm just thankful for God, for all of you guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for the words of encouragement. And God, get ready to move in somebody's life real mightily because of your testimony. Your testimony is getting ready to take you to places. But if you don't speak it, you won't have it. And when people hear that, they're gonna be thankful because you believe in your heart. Then you're going to speak it with your mouth. And you want to speak the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, you know, we're doing a check on our faith. I just did a checklist, and that was one of the things that the Lord had on my checklist of faith. That's what I call it, the checklist of faith. And
Amen.
Every night and then you just write down something that you want to bless somebody. That's something God gave me this morning, and I'm glad y'all stuck around because y'all going to hear the revelation of this. God told me this morning, hallelujah, that he has been a blessing. I said, yeah, Lord, I know that. He said, no. I have been a blessing. That's what I am. That's what I want you guys to be, is to be a blessing. See, when God created the world, when he created heaven, he blessed it. When he created earth, he blessed it. When he created man, he blessed him. When he created the woman, Everything God does, he blesses. He blesses. Yeah. So when you read the Psalms, you begin to see all the blessings of the Lord. See? It's, mm-hmm. it's awesome. I won't get into it today, but I'm going to tell you, God said, I'm a blessing. So when Jesus got here and he had to go and teach on the on the mountain and he began to teach about the blessings of God. Man, that was awesome. Remember in Matthew, he just started blessing people.
Yeah.
I think about what Psalm says, the blessing of the Lord. It makes you rich and added no mm-hmm. sorrow with it. It's the blessings of God. So I said, Lord, what that really mean? So the word bless means to make happy.
All right. Amen.
Let me say that again. The word bless means to make happy. See, a lot of people, they just think it's about money. No, brothers and sisters. To make happy. Think of it like that. To make happy.
Mm-hmm.
You get ready to make something happy.
Amen.
Somebody Amen. Happy. You ain't got to give them money. Sometimes just give them a kind word. Putting a smile
yeah.
on their face.
Yes.
That made them happy.
Yes.
You just bless somebody.
Yes.
Don't always
yeah.
look at it as you, oh, I got to give him something. No, you bless God, man, because you think of his goodness. You can bless God right now. You make him happy, because that's what the word bless means. Just like God make you happy, make God happy. Be a blessing.
Yeah.
Don't
Amen.
Be a curse. Be a blessing. And you can go through the whole day blessing people.
Amen.
Why do you think he said, bless them that curse you? And pray for them that despitefully use you. Make them happy. To praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless them.
That's right. That's right.
Man, I mean, the more I saw that, the Lord began to minister that thing to me. Hey, make them happy. Because, you know, it's some folks, they ain't going to be happy no way. So you got to bless
uh-huh.
them. That's why you bless them.
Yeah.
Down and bless
yeah.
them. That's
Amen.
Right. Why do you think God said, happy is the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Man, you get in the kingdom of heaven, I mean, the kingdom of God, I mean, you're going to be happy. Blessed.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Blessed.
Hallelujah.
Are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. God took your ashes and gave you, beauty.
Mm.
Took
Thank
heaviness
you,
and gave you all, because you're blessed. See, it ain't about money all the time. Trust me.
No.
It's about
Come
making
on,
somebody
lady.
Happy. It's
yeah.
about making someone
Amen.
Happy. That's
Hallelujah.
What a real blessing is. So
yeah.
That's why he said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can bless anybody and everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. And then now I have to look at the Beatitude from a whole different perspective. So when I think about the Beatitude, where it says, blessed are the pure in heart, they happy, man. Them people happy. You
yes.
know why? Because they see
Amen.
God.
Yes.
Blessed
Hallelujah.
Is the peacemaker. I mean, when you're a peacemaker, you recognize you're the children of God. Because that's what God does. Because you're happy when you're a peacemaker.
Yes.
You know, you. I did the right thing, man. I just, you know, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
yeah.
I know we done, but I just had to share that with y'all. You're blessed. You just don't know.
I
and then you got
yeah.
You're a blessing for a blessing. You can bless somebody, and you don't have to always be about money. Because I'm going like, Lord, what? He said, yes.
That's
he
right.
said, remember the widow woman? She blessed Elijah with a piece of bread.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
I challenge anybody right now. Somebody do something wrong to you, bless them. Make them happy. Say, you know what? I know you owe me, but hey, it's $5. Make them happy.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. There's somebody who did you wrong, and you know they did you wrong, and they know that you did them wrong, and that's right there. Going to bless them. Say, you know, oh, honey, don't even worry about that. You good.
Amen.
You're good. Make
Amen.
Them happy.
Amen.
Because they couldn't get out of trouble unless you let them.
Right.
They're right. They're
yeah.
not that worried about, well, I know she know I owe her. Or they were friends. Don't worry about that. Make them happy.
Don't worry about it. Amen.
Yeah. Bless them.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anyone else? Yeah. Hallelujah. For I go there. I'm trying not to go there. Because y'all know I got paper for you. No, I got some paper.
Yeah. Amen, amen. Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
And turn them into blessings. I like what was that, in the book of Proverbs, when God was just blessing everything. And he said, let the fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wives of the youth. And, you know, I thought about that.
Wow.
And then when you're young and you're useful, you're blessed, you're happy. You ought to be.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
And sometimes you don't realize that till you get older. Then you look back and you say, man, I was happy. I was blessed. Because I did this and I did that. And, yeah, you was happy. You was blessed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Even hallelujah. Your youth, how your body rejoiced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
But anyway,
yes.
Hallelujah. I just want to bless God's people. I want to make them happy. I want to let them know they can rejoice in God. They can take off the blinders. The fake stuff. I just like, it's irritable to me. I'm telling you, a lot of times I just get, oh, gosh. Stop being a phony, man. Just be real.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And love the Lord.
Yes.
Bless people.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, just bless people.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I went through the drive-thru. And this guy said, he called me, I want to say he called me old school or something. But anyway, whatever he said, I said to him, yes, sir. I said, I know plenty of history. I said, one of these days, I'm going to come and sit down and tell you about some of our history. Because, you know, I know a lot of our history and our culture and where we came from. I didn't pick no cotton, but I know about it. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we did. So we start talking about little stuff like that. And that boy got so happy. He said, can you come around here? Can you? I'm in the drive-thru. I said, no, that guy come back. But he wanted me to come around. Oh, my God. Get out. Oh, I'll give you something. He just come over. No, I'm in a hurry. But he wants. See, I make the man happy. You understand what I'm saying? Just going through the drive-thru, you can make people happy.
Amen.
Because when you tell them be blessed, they don't know what that means. They don't know they can be happy. They don't know what. Oh, how blessed they. They don't know what that means. They don't know you tell them to have a happy day because they're already angry and mean.
Yes. Yes.
But we got to teach people. Hey, you're blessed.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, how you know that? Well, I can see it in your spirit. God done did something for you. He done gave you a right foot for a right shoe, a left foot for a left shoe. You could have two left ones. You blessed.
Say it.
You blessed. Yeah, see, you ought to be happy about that.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, anybody else have anything else they want to share before we dismiss? Hallelujah. If not, anybody. Hallelujah. You guys supposed ain't said nothing in here, but that's okay because y'all know I don't pressure nobody. But I just want you to know you got the opportunity. If not, hey, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at